The Bird Show.
The official experiment on how creepy Craigslist can be officially started 2 minutes ago now, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's posted, but nobody really wants to do me on Craigslist yet.
Oh.
Save that.
Wah, wah, wah.
Now, I think
we're on the encounter section of Craigslist, just to reset this real quick, and we wanted to see how long it would take Wendy to get a response from just one post. And the post says...
The post says, I'm open to trying new things and I love dirty talk, so turn me on. Fetishes, freaky, yes, please. I'm not picky on appearance. We'll leave work immediately. Please call, phone number. Need some ASAP.
All right, so if you hear a cell phone ring anytime we're talking right now, that's the first freaky creepy dude.
And people are posting literally every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
My ad keeps going down and down.
And you're mad because there's more competition. You're like, hey.
I'm like, hey, come on.
I need it right now. I will leave work. Will they leave work? No, I will leave work.
What are you going to say, Jeff?
I don't remember.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
You go now.
So I was at work the other day, and my phone rang, and I couldn't answer it, but it went to voicemail, and it left me a voicemail. So I checked it, and a guy left me a message, and he said, hi, my name is Tom. I'm a first-timer. You can give me a call back at this number. I'm usually really good about, like, if people have the wrong number, calling them back and seeing what they want. But the number that he called from was different from the number that he left. So me and my friend that I work with, we got on the computer and looked up the number that he had called from, and it was a hotel in Fayetteville.
Oh, really?
Hey.
Okay.
So I called
says
him back,
I love you like
and
that.
he asked if my name was Lindsay, and he had found my ad on Craigslist. And I said, no, my name's not Lindsay. This is Mary. I said, you know, what kind of ad was it? And he said, well, you know, it was an ad for, is this not Lindsay? I was like, no, this is not Lindsay. So we went on Craigslist to, like, try and find this ad. And a couple people have called me since then, too. But
really?
People post the most disgusting things on that, like pictures and everything.
So somebody posted for you with your phone number, like playing a joke on you?
I have no idea. I don't know if you dialed the wrong number or somebody put the wrong number. But, like, a couple of people have called me since then thinking that I'm this Lindsay person wanting to hook up with them in a hotel.
No. It could be. You know what? It could be a situation with Wendy. Maybe there is a real Lindsay out there who thinks that no one likes her. Like, maybe she just typed the wrong number in the ad. Like transpose the 6 and the 9 or something. And
she's
then
like, I thought I had a beautifully written ad.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I've ever been on Craigslist encounter section.
Mm-hmm. Are you shocked?
Yeah.
I love watching Bert's facial expression as he's opening up these ads.
Each one.
Well, I learned on the very first one not to open it if there's a picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was greeted by...
careful what you push for.
Ready?
Craigslist 3D would be really interesting.
The first one, and these are here in Atlanta. Let's do it this morning. That one's in Gwinnett. If you're looking for a little hookup action, Gwinnett's your place to be. Special feet loving. That's in Atlanta.
Save that.
Married ladies, do you like to watch?
Some pretty graphic stuff up there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Looking to have fun with a vanilla kitty? What is that?
Save that.
You guys know what that is?
Well, I would imagine it's a white girl.
Okay. Casual sex, yes.
Bert posts a picture of Gugu up there. I should get a response.
Any bored housewives looking for daytime encounter?
Yes.
Hump day humping.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That was their pitch line.
Hump day humping.
This is going to
be so
clever.
Awesome. They woke up, they're like, I had an epiphany.
Just so you know, while Bert reads these ads and you write on that board, it sounds like a mattress squeaking.
Yeah, the squeaking is a little suggestive at the moment.
We'll do it at work.
That's cool. You can do that in like 5 minutes.
We have advanced to sound effects on this show.
Seek savvy lady to meet at Johnny's Hideaway Super Bowl fun.
Johnny's Hideaway?
That's right.
For real?
That's what it says. Oh, you're nasty, dude.
Read it.
I can't. What up, Shody?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I think we should all, I think the next Bird Show challenge should be to use a Craigslist ad and write a haiku based on it.
Oh.
Mm. And we'll bring the arts into filth.
Well, that is.
How? What's a haiku again?
353 or 373?
God, I can't remember. At least 373.
I can't remember either. That's going to bug me.
Right?
Craigslist post.
I don't remember. Or five. I don't know.
Why do you haunt me with your whippings? I must go.
Hey, Chris, you're on Q100.
Yeah, we actually did this to my friend's married, and we put an ad in Craigslist. It was men seeking men.
Oh, that's great fun.
It was the weirdest. Like, we told everybody that we put his phone number, like his actual phone number, and told him that he wanted to be treated badly and act like you're the cops when you call. And it was just horrible.
That's actually funny, is to put somebody's real name and say, look, I'm way into role playing, so no matter what, you are my middle school scout leader.
That's exactly what we did. We're like, do not break character, because that turns me off.
Did he have to change his phone number?
No, he just stopped answering the phone.
That's great. Well, the good news is, like Wendy said, because they roll off there so fast, because there's a lot of pervs in the world, that your post is only up there for half a day, and by then you've been replaced by 300 other pervs.
Right, we're 9 minutes into that posting and not one phone call.
It's in another city, too.
I
keep saying that.
I'm surprised.
The one we're looking on is Atlanta.
Now, is it a big city?
Yeah, it's a big city. Yes.
You didn't post it in, like, you know,
I think I almost
Perry,
should
Georgia.
Have posted it in a smaller town.
Branson.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on The Bird Show.
Me and my boyfriend that I'm with right now, we actually met on Craigslist, but it wasn't that the little nasty casual encounter part. He actually put up a posting, and I respond to it, and we just started talking, and we've been together for a couple months, and I think it's really weird, but it's actually crazy because I did my own research, and the females are just as nasty.
Yeah, they are.
Are they really?
Yes, they really are. Like, you guys saw the male section.
Mm-hmm.
The female section is just as bad, including pictures.
All right, before we move on and go to the women's section, if you can, without us losing our license, what did he post on Craigslist that you even responded to?
Well, it wasn't a nasty casual encounter, but it was the men seeking women, and he just told a little bit about himself. He's laid back, working a full-time job, you know, just looking for a female to hang out with to get to know. And it was just really simple and really laid back. And his picture was cute, so I was like, well, you know, it couldn't hurt. You know, step out on faith. And the first time we met in a public place. It wasn't anything, I mean, and we've been together for months now, and he's actually pretty great.
Okay.
Awesome.
So you were looking for something a little more superficial, but you actually found something a little deeper.
No, actually, I wasn't looking for anything superficial, because that's the difference between casual encounters. Casual encounters just people that just want to jump on, so to speak, and men seeking women and women seeking men is more of the long-term relationship ad.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Lesbian freaks looking to party, black men only. That's in Stone Mountain.
Whoa.
And that's recent?
Yep. Why, did you post it a while ago?
Oh, yeah.
Wendy's like, I posted the same thing yesterday.
By the way, I've written a Craigslist haiku. It's 575. Okay.
575.
So apologies to
that was going
to
drive me crazy.
To Mrs. Cook, my advanced placement English teacher in high school.
Sorry, Mrs. Pulse. I didn't remember either.
Do you want to relay your haiku? Yeah.
Yes, please. You have your snapping fingers ready, everyone?
Yes, we're ready. Wait, hold on. Okay. Let me warm them up. Okay. Ready again.
Where should I slap you? Like autumn leaves, your pants fall.
Dude, that was so
I haven't
so
finished
good.
It yet.
Just got to the
three
five.
Lines. It's 575.
I'm doing
you
it after
ruined
each
her,
line.
His vibe.
Seriously.
He start again.
No wonder you don't have any friends.
Sorry.
She's got special friends. Found out yesterday.
Melissa missed that whole conversation.
Yeah. I just laughed like, yeah. See you again.
Liar.
Just,
yeah. Ding your bell.
Where should I slap you? Like autumn leaves, your pants fall. I don't know your name.
Wow.
Dude,
can we save that?
I know
just
your
somewhere?
Name.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
Nobody's called. It's been 12
I'm
minutes.
I'm shocked.
I am shocked.
Maybe Craigslist isn't as creepy as you guys thought it was.
Maybe just no one's looking to have a little
by the looks
on.
Of those Atlanta postings, yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Wait, please hold.
Well, let's move on to more fun and find out why your wife hates you.
Oh. Ring of fire.
That's what you'll get if you answer it.
Do I?
You got to answer
ahead.
It.
Go ahead. We'll just
that's
listen on one side of the conversation.
That's your Craigslist nickname.
Scared.
Here you go.
Go.
Hello? Hi. Oh, yeah? Where are you at?
Talk sexy. Talk sexy.
Ask him to talk sexy.
Oh, he hung up.
Why?
I don't know.
Heard people in the background.
I was whispering. He couldn't heard that. How long did it take? 13 minutes.
Oh.
Did he sound creepy?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's like, I'm responding to your ad, and then just sat there silently. And then I'm like, where are you?
He was like,
I'm in my car.
Okay, you guys play commercial. I'm going to find Southside Steve.
The Burt Show.